我想感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我想讲的，我觉得，弟兄刚才已经分享了。
What is the burden on my heart is the same as what our brother just shared.
我们一起先来读约翰福音二十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音的二十一章。
John chapter 21.
你从第一节读到第七节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 7.
我想我们又一起读吧。
Let's read this in unison.
约翰福音二十一章一到七节。
John chapter 21 verse 1 to verse 7.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现记在下面，有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利利的迦拿人拿但业，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说，我打鱼去，他们说我们也和你同去，他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说没有。耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时门徒赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。
好，然后再看第十二节。
Verse 12，
就我读就好。
耶稣说，你们来吃早饭，门徒中没有一个敢问他，你是谁，因为知道是主。
Jesus said to them, come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you, knowing that it was the Lord.
像我今天想和弟兄姊妹分享的题目叫做是主。
Today, the title I would like to share with brothers and sisters is, it is the Lord.
当约翰在那里看见是主
John saw it is the Lord
里面所有的问题都解决了
and all the issues are resolved
我想这是非常基本的事情
This is something very fundamental
我今天仍想交通的是很根基的事情
Today I would like to share on something very foundational
这些是我们生活当属灵生活当中非常重要的
Something that's very important in our spiritual living
什么叫做基本的事情呢
？What are things that are fundamental？
就是一个人信主之后就应该有的。
It is something that once someone believes the Lord, then they'll have it。
是在最起初的时候就应该有的。
They already have it from the beginning。
如果没有的话，叫做不正常。
If not, then that would be not natural。
如果今天我问你，我什么是我们一信主最起初就该有的呢
？Today, if I ask you, what is something that we must have？The day that we believed,
我们会怎么回答呢
？How will we answer?
有的人告诉我，刚信主，那我尽量有时间周六晚上来聚会。
Someone told me, once I believe the Lord, then I will try my best to come to Bible study on Saturday night.
主日早晨太早了，我起不来。
On Sunday morning, it's too early, so I won't come.
也有人告诉我，他说我信主了，刚信主，那我肯定爱世界。
And someone also told me, I just believe the Lord, therefore I of course love the world still.
我刚信主，我肯定不爱主。
I just believe the Lord, of course I don't love him yet.
年长弟兄才爱主。
Those who are elders would love the world.
年长弟兄才不爱世界啊。
Those who are elders would not love the world.
也有人觉得刚信主，那我一定没有信心啊。
Others told me, I just believe the Lord, therefore I do not have faith yet.
我刚信主，我肯定不会顺服。
Of course, I would not have obedience.
年长弟兄才有信心能顺服。
Only those who are older would be able to have faith and also be obedient.
我想这是我们人的想法。
This is man's thinking.
这是我们在世界上参加一个组织人会有的想法。
This is something that people would think if they're joining an organization.
好像没有十年聚会的经验，这些事情不应该有的。
If you don't have 10 years under your belt, then you would not have these experiences.
但是我们如果去读神的话，神却不是这么讲的。
But if we read the word of God, this is not how it says.
神的眼中也不是这么看的。
And God does not look at it this way.
我想我们来看一看神的话到底怎么说的。
Let's look at how God's word says.
启示录第二章
Revelation chapter 2
启示录第二章第四节到第五节
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4 and verse 5
然而有一件事我要责备你就是你把起初的爱心离弃了所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的并要悔改行起初所行的事你若不悔改我就临到你那里把你的灯台从原处挪去
Nevertheless I have this against you that you have left your first love remember therefore from where you have fallen repent and do the first works or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent
神的话告诉我们如果你真的重生得救
God's word tells us if we're truly born again
我想说如果我们真的重生得救
if we're truly born again
不是只来参加聚会
then we would not just come to gathering
不是我只是受浸
that we would simply be baptized
而是我真的遇见主我得救了
but truly that we have met the Lord and we are saved
那我们的身上就会生出一个东西
then there will be something that would be born in us
那个叫做起初的爱
that is called first love
以前我在那里爱别的事物
in the past I loved other things
但是今天我得救了
but today I am saved
我的深处生出一个向主的爱
From my death, there's a love towards love.
这个是在那里你抑制不住的。
And this is a love that you cannot suppress.
这个不是我们信主了五年、十年之后才会有的。
This is not something that comes after 5 or 10 years of believing the Lord.
那是当我们起初遇见主的那一天。
But it starts on that day when we met the Lord.
我们就会有的。
And we'll have it then.
主的话告诉我们。
The Lord's word tells us.
这个爱是超过五年、十年信主之后所有的。
This love is surpasses what you have 5 years or 10 years down the line.
起初的爱是更加强烈的。
This first love is even stronger.
是更加新鲜的。
It is even more fresh.
在主的眼中是更加宝贵的。
It is more precious in the eyes of the Lord.
这个爱把我们吸在主的面前。
This love draws us close to the Lord's presence.
让我们没有办法离开。
So that we cannot leave.
让我们也不想离开我们的主。
And we wouldn't want to leave our Lord.
不用人在旁边催你。
No one needs to tell us.
不用人告诉你你要去爱主。
No one needs to tell us to love the Lord.
你的心就是愿意在那里要来爱他。
Your heart will want to love the Lord.
因为没有人比主更好。
Because there's no one better than our Lord.
主来找到我们。
The Lord came and found us.
让我这个本来一生活着不知道在干什么的人。
For someone who didn't know what we're doing on this earth.
今天真的有了盼望。
Today we now have hope.
我们里面真的是说主我要跟着你。
When we tell the Lord from within, yes, I want to follow you.
我什么都愿意为你摆下。
I'm willing to lay down everything.
什么都愿意为你做。
I'm willing to do everything for you.
所以神的话也告诉我们。
So the Lord, God's word tells us.
因着那个起初的爱。
Because of this first love.
我们身上就生出起初所行的事。
Then we'll have these first works.
我们的生活，我们所做的事。真的在那里发生改变了。
And the things that we do and our daily living will be changed.
这在我们主的眼中叫做基本的事。
This is something that is very fundamental in the eyes of the Lord.
这在主的眼中叫做我们的根基。
This is the foundation in the eyes of the Lord.
我们再来看希伯来书第三章十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
希伯来书三章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
我们若将起初所确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
主的话在这里告诉我们。
The Lord's word here tells us.
从起初就在我们里面有一个确实的信心。
From the beginning we have this confidence.
当我们遇见主得救的时候。
When we met the Lord and we are saved.
我们里面的那个信心是确实的。
We have this confidence that is assured.
它不是虚的，不是假的。
It is not fake.
不是好像似是而非的。
It is not something that seems to be so.
不是我们在那里逼着自己我要去相信的。
It's not something we force ourselves to believe.
那个信心是自然的。
This faith is natural.
是真实的。
It is true.
我们里面好像就是有一个确定。
We have that assurance from within.
我的主就是可信的。
My Lord is trustworthy.
因为我遇见他了。
Because I have met him.
虽然很多的真理我还不明白。
Even though I do not understand a lot of truth.
虽然我还不会讲。
Even though I cannot explicate them yet.
但是我的里面知道。
But I know from within.
那个知道让我可以靠上主。
And because I know from within, then I can rely upon the Lord.
当我们有问题有难处我们就可以去投靠他。
When we have difficulties, we can rely upon him.
你的祷告里面没有怀疑。
And in our prayers, we have no doubt.
没有困惑。
We are not confused.
你里面就是一个有单纯的知道。
You have a simple knowing from within.
我的主会听我的祷告。
My Lord will hear my prayer.
那个信心是确实的。
That faith is assured.
不需要用很多的道理在后面来拖住它。
We don't need to support it with a lot of doctrine.
也不需要用很多的情感在那里制造一个气氛。
And we don't need a lot of emotions to engender that atmosphere.
也不需要我去问这个问那个。
We don't need to ask this, ask that.
你的里面就是有一个简单的相信。
From within you have that simple faith.
这个是不需要等5年10年才有的。
You do not need to wait 5 or 10 years.
主的话告诉我们，当你得救的那一天，你遇到他的那一天，你就会有的。
The Lord's word tells us that when you met the Lord, when you believe the Lord that day, you will have this.
你里面就是有一个确实的相信。
You will have this confidence from within.
我们是不用带着怀疑在那里生活的。
We do not need to live in doubt.
好像怀疑很多年才会能够来相信我们的主。
As if we need to be in doubt for many years until we really can believe the Lord.
不是这样的。
It's not so.
我们的主是何等的爱我们。
Our Lord loves us so much.
他要在我们起初遇见他的时候，就在我们里面放下一个确实的相信。
From even the day we met him, he wants to plant in us that confidence.
这在主的眼中叫做基本的事。
This is something that is foundational in the eyes of the Lord.
这是我们的根基。
This is our foundation.
在彼得前书第1章第3节。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得前书1章第3节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
他说：“愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，靠着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。” 叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
主的话告诉我们,
the Lord's word tells us,
当我们遇见他重生得救的时候,
when we have met him and we're born again,
我们里面就生出一个活的盼望,
then we have this living hope.
那个盼望本来是我们本来的盼望是死的。
Our hope in the past is dead. Because Ephesians tell us,
当没有神的时候，我们就没有任何的盼望。
When we had no God, then we had no hope.
我们在那里找很多的东西，在那里刺激我们。
We're looking for a lot of things to motivate us.
我们用积极的想法在那里试图使我们这个人有盼望。
We use optimistic thinking to try to have hope.
但是这些盼望是假的。
But these hopes are fake.
这些盼望只能欺骗人的感觉。
These hopes can only lie to our emotions.
这些事情却不能改变事情的事实。
Because these things cannot change the reality.
直到那一天我们遇到主。
Until that day when we met the Lord.
我们里面真的活过来了。
And we are made alive from within.
我们不再是感觉有盼望。
We no longer just feel that we have hope.
而是我们那一天真的有一个盼望。
That day we truly have hope.
我们里面向着主有一个积极的药。
We have that longing desire from within.
我们里面盼望从主的那里有真实的得着。
We hope that we will gain something true from the Lord.
我们在那里盼望我们的主听我们的祷告。
We hope that our Lord will listen to our prayer.
我们在那里盼望经历我们的主是信实的。
We hope to experience that our Lord is trustworthy.
虽然外面有很多的压力。
Even though there's a lot of pressures without.
但我们里面可以向他唱诗歌。
But within we can sing that hymn.
因为我们的主与我们同在。
Because we have the Lord's presence.
那个盼望真的是活的。
Therefore that hope is real.
我想这在我们主的眼中叫做基本的事。
This is something that is foundational in the eyes of the Lord.
这是我们的根基。
This is our foundation.
今天当我们说到基本的事、根基的事，
When we speak of things that are foundational or fundamental,
很多人在那里有一个误会。
A lot of people have this misconception.
我们不是说到基督教组织里基本的事。
We are not talking about the basic things in the organization of Christianity.
好像每周有查经班。
That as if every week we have Bible study.
每周有活动。
We have some activity.
每周有照顾小孩子的地方。
There are some nurseries.
有听到的时间。
And there are times to listen to sermons.
每周读一点圣经， 做一点祷告。
To read some Bible and to pray a bit.
我们彼此之间客客气气。
And we are polite to one another.
我按时有一些金钱的奉献。
And we have tithe.
我们唱诗歌。
We sing hymns.
我们可以在这样的情况中过很多年的。
We can be in that condition for many years.
但是其实可能主耶稣对我这个人没有任何的吸引力。
But perhaps the Lord has no draw for me.
事情一来我们里面根本靠不上主。
When something happens, we cannot rely upon the Lord.
事情一来我们里面根本信不来的。
We cannot trust upon our Lord.
里面根本不相信主会听我的祷告的。
We do not believe from within that the Lord will answer our prayers.
我也不会花时间真的来到主的面前来寻求的。
And we would not spend time to truly pursue after the Lord.
说实话，虽然有基督教外面基本的事，
even though there is these outward things of Christianity,
但我们里面这个人没有盼望。
But inwardly we had no hope.
我们里面这个人是失望的。
We are people in despair.
我们里面这个人是绝望的。
We are people who are without hope.
我们里面这个人是在那里逃避的。
We are people who are fleeing away.
所以当我们说到基本的事，根基的事。
So when we speak of basic things and foundational,
我们不是在那里找一些形式上面的事情。
We're not looking for outward form.
不是指着事情说的。
We're not looking at matters.
也不是指着我们为了能够融入聚会。
And it is not so that we can become part of a gathering.
我们在外面学着说什么样的话语。
So we learn how to speak.
我们在外面做什么样的事情。
And we learn how to do outward things.
我们在外面有一个怎么样的腔调。
And we learn how to have the right tone of voice outwardly.
我想说这些事情的本身没有问题。
These things are not, there's nothing wrong with these things themselves.
我们有弟兄姊妹真的与主连上了。
We have brothers and sisters who are truly united with Christ.
就自然产生某些的表现。
Then these things will naturally manifest.
那些是真实的。
Those things are true.
那些是自然的。
Those things are natural.
是因为主在他们的里面在做工。
Because the Lord is working from within.
他们里面有认识，主有引导。
They know the Lord and the Lord he's leading.
他们外面自然就有一个发表。
Then there will be naturally an outward manifestation.
这叫做生命的表现。
That is the expression of life.
是从里到外的。
It is done from inside out.
是里外一致的。
And the inside and outside are consistent.
并且如果下次主不这样引导。
And in fact, next time if the Lord does not lead
他们也就不再这么做了。
Then they will not do that.
仍然是里外一致的。
And there is still consistency within and without.
这叫做生命。
That is life.
但如果我羡慕那个外面的表现。
But if I admire the outward form,
我喜欢那个外面发表出来的做法。
I like what people are doing outwardly.
我也希望这个外面的事情在我的身上能够复制出来。
And I want to duplicate the things that are outward on me as well.
我就学着去做。
Then I will learn to do.
我就在那里模仿着做。
Then I will mimic.
我就努力的做。
I will strive to do them.
这样我们身上就会出现很多的矛盾。
Then there will be a lot of paradox in our lives.
有些话别的弟兄姊妹说。
Some words when other brothers and sisters speak,
就非常的自然。
It is very natural.
因为那是他的。
Because those are their words.
今天你也说。
Today you speak like so.
人听起来就非常的不自然。
And it sounds very unnatural.
好像以撒曾经说过的一句话。
Just like what Isaac had said.
声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。
It is the voice of Esau, but the voice of Jacob, but the hand of Esau.
所以主就要在那里问我们。
So the Lord here asks,
你到底是谁呢？
Who are you?
凡是从生命出来的，
anything that comes out of life,
一定是先有里面的。
It will start from having it within.
才有外面的发表。
Then there will be outward manifestation.
如果今天你盼望从外面学一个表现，
if today you desire to learn the outward form first,
想从外面做到里面去，
you want to do from outward inward,
从外面做改变你里面的生命，
you want to change something outward to effect a change inward,
就发现你一定失败，
then you will find that you will definitely fail.
就好像如同我每天把一个好的苹果挂在一个坏的苹果树上。
It is as if every day I hang a good apple on a bad apple tree.
一年365天我每天挂一个。
Every day I hang one for 365 days a year.
一年之后，这个树上挂满了好的苹果。
After a year, there will be a lot of good apples on that tree.
好像那个树就能够变好了。
It's as if that tree is now a good tree.
我想这是不可能的事情。
That is impossible.
什么时候不是因着主在我们里面做？
Whenever it is not the Lord doing it within,
而产生一个外面的表现，
to cause an outward effect,
不，我们只有外面的事，
then we only have the outward thing,
只是把外面的那个表现维持住了，
we maintain the outward form,
那个生命就不真实，
then that life would not be real,
里外就不一致，
and there will not be consistency within and without,
生命一旦不真实，
and once the life is not real,
马上死掉，
then it will die immediately,
不会有生命力的。
There will be no power of life.
有时候在祷告聚会的里面，
sometimes in prayer meetings,
有些弟兄姊妹与主连上，
and some brothers and sisters are united with the Lord.
真的在哪里祷告？
Truly praying.
有些话就碰到我们的里面了，
and there's some words that touched us within.
我们好像在我们里面的灵真的被提起来了，
and our spirits are lifted up.
因为主在哪里？
Because the Lord is there.
这些话是因着主的灵的感动而说出来的。
These words are spoken because of the Spirit of the Lord touching him.
我们里面都觉得好，
then we'll all feel good.
所以下次我们就用一样的话来祷告。
Therefore, next time we try to use the same words.
我们记住这个祷告的话。
We memorize those words.
那些话是对的。
Those words are true.
而且是有道理的。
And it is correct.
但是主不在那个话的后面。
But if the Lord is not behind those words.
所以它是空洞的。
Then those words are empty.
你会发现人的灵不会被感动的。
Then people's spirits will not be touched.
我们头脑里面可以非常同意。
We can agree in our mind.
但是我们里面的情况却是下沉的。
But within our condition is low.
我们里面仍然摸不到主。
We still cannot touch the Lord.
如果我们遇见过主。
If we have met the Lord.
我们里面就会有感觉的。
Then we would have a sense within.
主不在那里。
The Lord is not there.
如果我们真的向主认真诚实的话。
If we're true and honest before the Lord.
我们是不愿意留在这种光景当中。
We do not want to stay in that condition.
在这样的光景当中来服侍主。我们是在得罪主。
If we're staying in that condition and we try to serve the Lord, then we offend the Lord.
主是不会喜悦的。
The Lord will not be delighted.
并且其实人听多了会感到厌烦的。
And in fact, others that you're serving will become tired.
所以当我们说到基本的事，说到根基的时候。
So when we speak of things of foundation and fundamental.
我们不是说外面的做法。
We're not talking about outward form.
不是说外面的形式。
We're not talking about outward rituals.
不是说我们属灵的词汇。
We're not talking about spiritual vocabulary.
也不是说我靠着我的能力可以学着做一些的事情。
Or to use our strength to learn to do certain things.
如果我们今天信主就是学着做外面的事。
If today we believe the Lord and we're trying to learn outward things.
这个其实根本不是信耶稣。
Then that is not believing the Lord at all.
就是加入一个组织。
Then we are entering, joining an organization.
我们信主绝对不是要学外面这些的东西。
If we believe the Lord, it is not for learning these outward things.
这些外面的表现不是我们的根基。
These outward forms are not our foundation.
其实这些外面的事情使我们没有办法在主的面前站立得稳。
In fact, these outward things cause us to not be able to stand firm before the Lord.
我们看一下希伯来书十二章二十六到二十七节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 and 27.
希伯来书十二章二十六到二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 and 27.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不但要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去。使那不被震动的长存。
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain.
神的话告诉我们，有一些事物是可被震掉的。
God's words tell us that there are certain things that can be shaken away.
震动一来，它就存不住。
When there's shaking, then they cannot persist.
但同时也有那不能被震动。
But at the same time, there are things that cannot be shaken.
就是震动来了，那些东西仍然不动。
Just even if there's a shaking, that they remain.
它们仍要长存。
They will remain.
震动一来，就是我们的考验来了。
When there's shaking, then that is our testing.
什么是被震掉了？
What are things that are shaken away?
什么是长存的？
What are things that will remain?
有时候其实我们工作上、学业上、身份上一出现问题。
Sometimes when there are issues with our schooling or our status and our jobs,
一有变动。
When there's a change,
我们身上的东西几乎都被震掉了。
A lot of things in our lives are shaken away.
我们如果没有切实的遇见过主，
If we have not truly met the Lord,
我们好像什么东西都没有了。
Then we will have nothing left.
希伯来书第一章十一到十二节，他有讲到一句话，有讲到一句话。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 11 and 12, there's this word.
说天地都要灭没，你却要长存；天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地就都改变了。唯有你永远不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。
They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will not fail.
神的话告诉我们，所有创造出来的都要过去。
God's word tells us that everything that's created
都是可被震动的。
These are all things that can be shaken away.
只有我们的主是永远不改变的。
Only our Lord is the same yesterday, today, forever.
只有主基督是要长存的。
Only Lord Christ will remain.
今天我们说到基本的事，说到我们的根基。
When we today speak of foundational things and fundamental matters,
不是说到那些与主有关的事情。
We're not talking about things that are related to the Lord.
而是指着主说的。
But we're talking about the Lord himself.
是指着神的儿子说的。
We're speaking of the Son of God.
我们的根基不是与主有关的事物。
Our foundation are not things that are related to Christ.
不是与主有关的教训。
That are the teachings that are related to Christ.
而是主自己。
But it is the Lord himself.
只有我们的主是我们稳固的根基。
Only our Lord is our sure foundation.
只有主是不能被震动的。
Only our Lord cannot be shaken away.
以赛亚书第二十八章第十六节有告诉我们。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16 says.
以赛亚书二十八章十六节。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16.
所以主耶和华如此说：看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
只有主是那个试验过的石头。
Only our Lord is that tried stone.
只有主是那个稳固的根基。
Only our Lord is that
firm foundation.
Sure foundation.
只有一个人他真的遇见主。
Only when someone met the Lord truly,
他才能从里面知道什么是我的根基。
Then that person will know from within what is my foundation.
什么是基本的事？
What is something fundamental?
什么叫做信心？
What is faith?
因为他遇见了那位活的神。
Because he met that true living God.
他遇见了那位可靠的。
He met the one who is reliable.
如果我们今天没有遇到主。
If we have not met the Lord today,
只是有一些与主有关的事物。
We only know things that are related to the Lord.
只是有一些与主有关的做法。
Only we know things that are the methods that's related to the Lord.
有些人聚会很多年。
There's some people who have been gathering for many years.
但是在他的经历里面却从来没有遇到过这位活的主。
But in their experience, they have never met this living God.
我不是说到我们没有经历过奇妙的事情。
I'm not saying that we have not experienced wonderful matters.
经历奇妙的事情是一回事。
It is on one hand, experiencing wonderful matters is one thing,
但是遇见这位活的主是另外的一件事。
But to meet the living Lord is another thing.
有人信主，他也讲见证。
There are some people who believe the Lord and they can testify.
但你只能听到一些奇妙的事情。
But you can only hear these wonderful things.
你在这些事情后面遇不到这位奇妙的主。
You cannot from these things meet that wonderful Lord.
如果一个人真的遇到主，
If someone truly met the Lord,
它里面一定产生起初的爱。
Then that person will surely have that first love.
所以我们今天千万不要以为遇到奇妙的事情就等于遇到主。
Therefore today we must not equate experiencing wonderful things as meeting that wonderful Lord.
一个人遇到主。
Someone who met the Lord.
它里面一定有起初的爱。
That person will surely have that first love.
一定有活的盼望。
They will have that living hope.
一定有一个活的信心。
They will have that living faith.
遇见事情的人很多。
There's a lot of people who met wonderful things.
但是遇见主的人不多。
But those who met the Lord himself, those are few.
我想这些日子
In these days,
我们的深处对于要遇见我们的主有多少的渴慕呢？
How much longing do we have from our depths to want to know to meet our Lord?
有多少的渴慕主我要遇见你？
How much do we long to the Lord saying we want to meet you?
还是这个已经变成了我们每次聚会必祷告的一句话。
Or is this becoming a slogan that we say every gathering?
今天你来到聚会。
Today you come to a meeting.
坐在这里。
You're sitting here.
你是否能够像大卫一样？
Can you be like David?
心中有一个饥渴。
You have a longing in your heart.
虽然很多事情在那里发生。
Even though a lot of things are happening.
在那里影响我们。
To affect us.
但是大卫他说。
But David says,
他说那时我的心要向你说耶和华你的面我正寻求你不要向我掩面。
David said, Lord, your face I will seek. Do not hide your face from me.
大卫没有在那里大声地喊出来。
David didn't shout this aloud.
可能今天你也没有大声地喊出来。
Perhaps today you do not shout aloud either.
可能有很多的压力让你没有办法喊出来。
Perhaps there's a lot of pressure that causes you to not be able to articulate.
你要在那里工作，你要带孩子。
You have work, you have you have child rearing responsibilities.
但是可否就在这时
？But could it at this time?
我们的心向主说。
Our hearts can say to the Lord.
主啊，你的面 我正寻求。
Lord, your face I seek.
不要向我掩面。
Do not hide your face from me.
还是你今天来到这里。
Or rather, you come here today.
又是碰到很多与主有关的事物。
You again encounter a lot of things that are related to the Lord.
10点开始聚会。
To start a meeting at 10 o'clock.
11:05唱诗歌。
And at 11:05 you start singing.
之后上来有个人讲一讲。
And then someone comes up and says something.
之后吃饭。
And then there will be some meal.
然后回家。
And then you go home.
如果我们习惯了每周这样
If we're accustomed to this routine
你是绝对不会遇见主
Then you will not
你是绝对不会在这里遇见这位活的主
And you will not meet this living Lord here
即使今天主在这里说话
Even if the Lord is speaking to you
你也听不到主向你说话
You cannot hear the Lord speaking to you
但是如果我们里面真的单纯的渴慕主
But if we have this simple pure longing
我们心中真的盼望在这里遇见他
and we truly desire to meet the Lord
里面没有那些复杂的东西
and we do not have that complicated mixture with him
我不是为着要在我要属灵所以我要遇见他
I'm not trying to meet the Lord so that I could be deemed spiritual
我也不是为着要学属灵的功课要来遇见他
I'm not trying to meet the Lord in order to learn some spiritual lesson
而是我的里面真的要来遇见我的主
but rather that I truly want to meet the Lord from within
主是信实
and the Lord is trustworthy He will not lie to us.
寻找的一定寻见的。
Those who seek shall find.
因为主永远不骗人。
Because the Lord will never lie to us.
这个寻找是不为难的。
This kind of seeking is not forced.
有些人的寻找是很为难的。
Some people's seeking is very forced.
他本来没有其实要来寻找的。
They didn't actually want to seek.
但是这个事情是对的事情。
But this is a correct matter.
是好的事情。
It is a good matter.
所以我要去做。
So I'll do it.
因为这样才能爱主啊。
Because only this way I can love the Lord.
因为这样才能属灵的长进啊。
Only this way can I have spiritual growth.
这样的人其实不知道什么叫做真的寻找。
This kind of person would not know what it means to truly seek.
他们问的很多的问题。
They ask a lot of questions.
其实都是技术性的问题。
These are all technical questions.
都是那些做研究的人问的问题。
These are questions of people who are doing research.
其实那个想要寻求的心是根本教不出来的。
You cannot teach someone this desire to seek.
是根本没有办法别人给你的。
Someone cannot give this desire to you.
是没有办法通过任何的解释使人里面明白过来的。
You cannot through explanations cause people to understand this.
我想我们读一下雅歌的雅歌书的三章一到五节。
Let's read Song of Solomon chapter 3 verse 1 to verse 5.
雅歌书的一章啊不三章一到五节。
Song of Solomon chapter 3 verse 1 to 5.
我想我们翻到我们就一起读。
Let's read this in unison.
我夜间躺卧在床上，寻找我心所爱的，我寻找他却寻不见。我说我要起来游行城中，在街市上，在宽阔处寻找我心所爱的，我寻找他却寻不见。城中巡逻看守的人遇见我，我问他们：你们看见我心所爱的没有？我刚离开他们，就遇见我心所爱，我拉住他，不让他走，领他入我母家，到怀我者的内室，耶路撒冷的众女子，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿，嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。我们对主的寻求里面的渴慕
，the longing that we have for。Seeking the Lord
是一件很自然的事。
This should be something that is very natural.
吸引与被吸引是一件非常自然的事。
To be attracted and to attract, these are very natural things.
是自发的。
These are spontaneous.
是情愿的。
These are willing, voluntary.
今天你怎么教都教不出来的。
This cannot be taught.
靠着教导去做的，那是非常不自然的。
If you do this by teaching, then it will be very unnatural.
有时候其实听到有人说。
When we hear someone says this,
这样祷告的话，我其实也跟主讲过了。
This kind of prayer I have said to the Lord as well.
你就知道他其实真的不知道什么是祷告。
Then you know that that person doesn't really know what is prayer.
因为他的祷告是教出来的。
Because that prayer is taught.
那是不真实的。
It is not real.
与主没有连上。
It is not united with the Lord.
主对他只是一个概念。
It is just a concept for him. The Lord is only a concept.
他其实不知道主是那位可亲近的主。
He doesn't know that this Lord is someone he can draw nigh to.
我们的主从来不勉强人。
Our Lord will never force people.
主也不要那种勉强的寻求。
He also doesn't want the forced seeking.
主也不要那种不自然的寻求。
He doesn't want that unnatural seeking.
主的话告诉我们，他要让我们自发，等到我们情愿。
The Lord will tell us that He will wait until we're spontaneously willing.
不要去惊动。
To not stir it up.
而且主的话也说。
And the Lord's word also says this.
我们如果带着惊动和叫醒的目的去惊动和叫醒，也是没用的。
If we stir up and wake up for stirring up and waking up sake, then it is of no use.
那样也没有办法使人情愿的。
It would not cause people to be willing.
有的时候我们甚至带着惊吓的目的去叫醒人的。
Perhaps sometimes we try to wake someone up.
主也让我们看到没有用的。
And the Lord shows that that's useless.
但人还是不情愿。
The people will still not be voluntary.
我们在那里彼此惊吓，也惊吓不出来一个对主的渴慕。
No matter how much we alert one another, we cannot alert into this state of desire.
我不是说好像我们今天不服侍不讲话。
I'm not saying that today we do not serve and we do not have fellowship.
我们好像都安静等主来使我们情愿。
We will just all sit there quietly until the Lord calls us to be willing.
只是如果我们带着一个惊动和叫醒的目的去服侍，是真的没有用的。
But rather, I'm saying that if we are serving for the sake of waking someone up and stirring someone up, then that is of no use.
今天我去了，我就要叫醒你，我就要惊动你。
Today I go, I want to stir you up and wake you up.
你会发现人不会爱主的。
And you'll find that people will still not love.
人里面根本产生不出来一个真实的渴慕。
And people will not have this true desire from within.
这就没有办法成就主的工作。
And it cannot accomplish the work of the Lord.
我想主今天真的要改变我们里面的目的。
Today, the Lord really wants to change our purpose.
我们主真的要改变我们里面的认识。
To change our understanding from within.
使我们在主的面前成为一个真实祷告，需要主怜悯的人。
So that we'll be someone who has true prayer before the Lord that He can have mercy on us.
如果一个人他从来不动。
If someone truly does not understand,
他只在那里说只有圣灵能做。
Only the Holy Spirit can do, he says.
我想这是理想主义。
This is idealism.
也没有用的。
That is useless as well.
其实主的话说不是不做也不是做
The Lord's word says it is not to not do nor to do
而是要遇见他
But rather to meet him
在我们圣徒诗歌里面、有一首诗歌
In our hymnary there is a hymn、
是在310首
It is hymnary 310
圣徒诗歌的310首
Hymnary 310、
是我们约翰牛顿弟兄写的
It is written by John Newton
就是那个写惊人恩典的弟兄写
The same brother who wrote Amazing Grace、
我想跟大家一起读一下这个诗歌里的歌词
I would like to read some of the lyrics here
主你得胜我今服矣
Lord thou hast won at length I yield
恩典强迫我的心意奉献一切与你
My heart by mighty grace compelled surrenders all to thee
你的可怕我能久排 但谁能挡你的大爱
Against thy terrors long I strove But who can stand against thy love
爱大我无能力
Love conquers even me
你若命你万军雷霆轰我灵魂向我施行
If thou hadst bid thy thunders roll And lightnings flash to blast my soul
我仍然固执不悔
I still had stubborn being
但是怜悯征服我心
But mercy has my heart subdued.
以往抵挡消化静静
A bleeding savior I have viewed.
现今我恨我罪
And now I hate my sin.
我今羡慕单独归你
Now Lord I would be thine alone.
主来占领这个漏气
Come, take possession of thine own.
作为你的所有
For thou hast set me free.
我既脱离撒旦抱守就愿全人毫无保留服侍你
Release from Satan's hard commands. See all my powers waiting stand to be employed by thee.
不像我们的弟兄真的遇到主。
I believe our brother truly met the Lord.
不是别人告诉他的。
It is not something that others have told him.
他真的遇到这位活的主。
He truly met this living Lord.
如果不是因着神的怜悯。
If not by the Lord's mercy,
让我们今天遇见他。
That we could meet him today.
就是万军雷霆在那里轰我们的灵魂。
Even if he blasts us with thunder's roar,
在那里向我们施行
He is trying to do all these things for us.
我们仍然是一个转不过来的人。
We will still be the stubborn person.
我们只能遇到一些外面的解释。
We can only meet these outward explanations.
一些外面的东西。
These outward things.
一些圣经的一些圣经的知识。
Some knowledge from scripture.
我们里面是转不过来的。
But we cannot be changed within.
我们真的需要神怜悯我们。
We truly need God to have mercy on us.
怜悯我们使我们里面真的向他有一个情愿，有一个自发。
So that we would have that willingness from within, that we would be spontaneously be towards Him.
主啊，我真的渴慕你。
Lord, I truly desire you.
求你让我真的遇见你。
So may you let me meet you.
好使我们遇到那个不能被震动的。
So that we will meet that one who cannot be shaken.
好使我们里面真的站在那个稳固的根基上。
So that we will stand on that sure foundation.
我们才能够真的认识什么是根基。
Then we can understand what is that foundation.
什么是基本的事。
What is that fundamental thing?
约翰福音第一章第四节告诉我们，生命在他里头，这个生命就是人的光。
John chapter 1 verse 4 says, In him was life and the life was the light of men.
如果今天我们不遇见他，就得不着生命。
If we do not meet him today, then we cannot gain life.
在聚会里，如果我们不遇见他，也得不着生命。
If we do not meet him in gathering, then we would not gain life.
一个人如果是以来聚会为满足，他里面一定遇不着生命。
If someone comes to be satisfied by a meeting, then he will not have life.
他的里面一定是死亡。
He will have death within.
并且里面一定是黑暗。
And he will have darkness within.
没有一个人能够离开主与主断了连接，仍然维持生命。
There's not someone who could be apart from the Lord and still have life.
与主断了连接，还能维持活在光中。
That you're apart from the Lord and you can still live in light.
与主有关的事物里是没有生命的。
To be just in things that are related to the Lord, there's no life.
如果主不在，那个最好的事情仍然是死。
If the Lord is not there, even the best thing is dead.
一个人没有与主连上，没有遇见主。
If someone is not united with Christ, then cannot meet the Lord.
其实是没有办法过基督徒的生活的。
And that person cannot live a Christian life.
我们真的需要遇见这位活的主。
We truly need to meet this living Lord.
每个人都需要的。
Everybody needs.
没有一个人属灵到一个地步他不需要的。
There's no one so spiritual to a point that he no longer needs it.
没有一个人属灵到一个地步不需要遇见主就可以活着了。
There's no one spiritual to a point where he doesn't need to meet the Lord and can still live.
真的属灵是因为有主。
To truly be spiritual is because there is the Lord.
是我在那里靠他。
And I'm relying upon the Lord.
是我在那里相信他。
I'm there believing the Lord.
很多人其实以为属灵是我今天与主断了连接，我仍然可以维持那个刚强。
A lot of people think being spiritual means that if I'm separated from the Lord, I can still be strong.
主不在了，我仍然可以喜乐。
If the Lord is apart from me, I can still have joy.
这个根本不叫做属灵的。
That is not true spirituality.
这个叫做我自己独立。
That is individualism.
我想刚信主的人需要遇见主。
That someone who just believes the Lord needs the Lord.
今天我们信主两年、五年、十年。我们仍然需要遇见主。
If we believe the Lord 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, we still need the Lord.
我们永远要记住，只有主能够做我们的生命。
We must remember only the Lord is our life.
生命在他里头。
The life is in him.
我希望我们还记得我们刚读到过的圣经。
I hope we still remember the verses that we read initially.
是在约翰福音第21章里面。
It is in John chapter 21.
我们再来读一下约翰福音第21章。第三节
Let's read it again. John chapter 21 verse 3.
西门彼得对他们说我打鱼去他们说我们也和你同去他们就出去上了船那一夜并没有打着什么天将亮的时候耶稣站在岸上门徒却不知道是耶稣耶稣说你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着他们便撒下网去竟拉不上来了因为鱼甚多耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说是主那时彼得赤着身子一听见是主就束上一件外衣跳在海里三到三四六七
3, 4, 6 and 7 Simon Peter said to them I'm going fishing They said to him We are going with you also They went out and immediately got into the boat And that night they caught nothing But when the morning had now come Jesus stood on the shore Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And he said to them, cast a net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea.
第12节,
Verse 12.
耶稣说, 你们来吃早饭, 门徒中没有一个人敢问他, 你是谁, 因为知道是主。
Jesus said to them, come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Today I would like to share on this verse, it is the Lord.
我们都知道彼得是遇见过主的人。
We all know that Peter has met the Lord.
他不止外面肉身遇见过主。
Not only did he meet the Lord in his flesh,
他从里面知道他是基督, 是神的儿子。
He from within knows that he is Christ, the Son of God.
其实在路加福音第五章里面有记载过。
It is in fact recorded in Luke chapter 5.
彼得在那里一晚上努力打鱼。
Peter was toiling all night to try to catch fish.
但是什么都没有打到。
And he was unsuccessful.
主那天就用彼得的船来讲道。
And the Lord used Peter's boat to preach.
告诉他你开到水的深处。
And he told him to launch the boat into the deep.
下网打鱼。
To cast down the net.
彼得那天遇见主了。
And that day, Peter met the Lord.
我想在主耶稣 在借彼得船讲道之前,
I believe before the Lord borrowed Peter's boat to preach,
彼得就知道那个人他是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Peter already knew that that man is Jesus of Nazareth.
他就知道那是耶稣。
He knew that that is Jesus.
他外面已经遇见主了。
He already met the Lord outwardly.
但是当他开到水深之处,
but when he launched into the deep,
下网打鱼之后, 他就遇见主。
And then let down his net, then he met the Lord.
这一个遇见主与之前的遇见主是不同的。
This meeting of the Lord now compared to the previous meeting of the Lord are completely different.
这一个遇见主是里面的。
This meeting of the Lord is from within.
主外面的样子没有改变。
The Lord's outward appearance did not change.
但是彼得里面的认识改变了。
But the understanding of Peter from within has changed.
他那天从里面知道我是一个罪人。
From within he knows that I'm a sinner.
我想之前彼得可能
Perhaps before, Peter also had that kind of feeling.
但是那天因着遇见主,他里面的认识一定是不同的。
But that day when he met the Lord, his understanding of this matter would surely be different.
其实今天有很多人说自己是罪人。
In fact, today a lot of people say that they're sinners.
因为他每天就在犯很多的罪。
Because every day they sin a lot.
他就是在那里非常的软弱。
They're very weak.
他就是很多事情做不好。A
lot of things they cannot do well.
就是有很多人比他做得好。
And there are a lot of other people who do better.
他的生活习惯就是很混乱。
And so their living habits are really bad.
并且他其实也不觉得怎么样。
And he doesn't care very much.
所以他说我当然是罪人。
So then they'll say, of course I'm a sinner.
其实这样的人只是在某些事情上承认自己做得不好。
These kind of people would, in reality, are only confessing that there are certain things that they do not do well.
当有些事情他们可以做好的时候,
for those things that they actually can do well,
他们里面就, 哎, 我不能说我是一个罪人。
And that moment they say, oh, we cannot be sinners.
这些人好像不需要遇见主。
These people do not need to meet the Lord.
他们归纳归纳。
As long as they have induction,
他们总结总结。
And they have some conclusion.
他们比较比较。
And they compare.
他们软弱软弱。
And the more they're weak,
他们失败失败,
and they fail,
他们就可以说我是一个罪人了,
and then they realize I'm a sinner.
但你会发现其实这样的人里面没有什么改变的,
but for these kind of people, there's not a true change within.
因为他们的认识是分析出来的,
because their understanding is a derivation.
他们的认识是推导出来的,
this is a calculation that they analyzed.
在他们的里面没有生发出一个回转的力量,
there's not this power to return.
在他们里面没有一个为罪哀痛的灵。
There is not this spirit of sorrow spirit for the sin.
他们不是为了犯罪得罪了主而难过。
They are not sad because they offended God from sin.
他们是为着我今天不够好,没别人好而难过。
They are sad because they are not better than others.
这样是很难对主有真的渴慕的。
For these people, it is very hard to have a true longing for the Lord.
如果一个人是为着要来证明自己爱主,他是不会有真实的渴慕的。
For someone who is trying to prove that they love the Lord, then they would not have that true love of the Lord.
但是那天彼得不同。
But that day, Peter is different.
彼得那天其实根本没有在那里犯罪, 在那里做什么犯罪的事情。
Peter wasn't actively in sin that day.
他在服侍主, 他把船都给主了。
He was serving the Lord. He even gave up his boat.
他在那里摆上。
He offered.
他是很大方的。
He was very generous.
如果我们不常遇见主,
if we do not often encounter the Lord,
其实我们做的事情越多越摆上。
In fact, then the more the things that we do and the more that we give up,
我们越不觉得自己是个罪人,
the more we realize we don't think that we're sinners.
我们越觉得自己年长,
the more we think that we are actually quite elders.
这是很可怕的。
This is very serious.
但是彼得那天从里面遇见主,
but that day Peter met the Lord from
within.
That kind of understanding is not from analysis.
不是他那里分析一下明白过来的,
it is not through analysis and he got understood.
是因着遇见主而生出来的,
but it is something that was born out of meeting the Lord.
这一个遇见主产生一个追求的力量,
that encounter gave him this power to pursue.
所有属灵真实的认识, 我们都必须要遇见他。
All the spiritual, this way.
所有属灵真实的认识,
all the spiritual understanding.
我们都要遇见这位活的主。
We first must meet this living Lord.
当我们遇见主, 我们就遇见光。
When we meet the Lord, then we meet the light.
这些事情你就发现不需要解释了。
Then we do not need to explain these things.
因为我里面通了。
Because it makes sense within.
主根本没有在船上, 在那里向彼得证明,
the Lord was not trying to prove to Peter on the boat, you are a sinner.
主没有在那里好像叫醒他, 在那里惊吓他,
the Lord did not try to stir him up or wake him up.
今天只有我们遇见主,
today, only if we meet the Lord,
所产生的认识才是真认识,
then we can have that understanding and that is would be true understanding.
我想我们今天需要有这样的认识,
today, we need to have this knowing.
在约翰福音的第21章里面,
in John chapter 21, Peter met the Lord once more.
这是他在跟从了主三年半之后, 否认主之后发生的。
This is after he followed the Lord for 3.5 years, and he denied the Lord, and then this thing transpired.
告诉我们, 不论我们今天信主多久,
it tells us, no matter how long we have known the Lord,
我们都要一直有遇见主的经历,
we need to continually have this encounter with the Lord.
不是只在得救的时候需要,
it is not just on the moment of salvation.
在生活中, 服事中, 失败中, 我们都需要遇见主。
In our daily living, in service, and in our failures, we need to meet the Lord.
我不知道彼得那天到底里面是怎么样的感觉。
I don't know how Peter truly was feeling that day.
他刚刚否认了主。
He just denied the Lord.
主就回过头来看彼得。
And the Lord turned around and looked at Peter.
彼得那天受不了了。
Peter couldn't stand it anymore.
他就出去痛哭。
So he went out and wept.
因为他否认主。
Because he denied the Lord.
他知道他那天大大失败了。
He knows that he failed utterly.
你说他到底有没有后来悔改呢？
Do you think that he truly repented?
你说他那天痛哭的时候有没有认罪呢？
When he was weeping that day, was he repenting?
我想一定有的。
I think, of course, yes.
他一定在那里痛哭悔改认罪。
Of course, when he was weeping, he would also be repenting.
他一定知道自己错了。
He knows that he did wrong.
但是你觉得认罪完悔改完是不是就好呢？
But what do you think? After he repented, is everything all right?
我们刚读过约翰福音21章第3节说什么？
We read in John chapter 21 verse 3. What does it say?
西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”
Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing.
彼得回去打鱼了。
Peter went back to fishing.
他认罪了，悔改了，但是之后他又回去打鱼了。
He confessed his sins and repented, and then he went back to fish.
他里面的主还会用我吗？
He's thinking, well, the Lord still use me.
他之前已经放下他打鱼的职业了。
In the past, he has already laid down his profession of fishing.
今天他又要回去打鱼了。
But today, he resumed fishing.
弟兄姊妹，我们多少的时候我们在那里得罪了主。
Brothers and sisters, how often when we offended the Lord?
我们真的软弱，我们在那里悔改，我们在那里祷告。And
we have weakness, and we repented, and we prayed.
我们真的难过，我们真的哀痛。And
we truly have sorrow.
我们一想到好像我们就抬不起我们的头。And
we think of it, we cannot even lift our heads anymore.
我们在那里认罪，我们支取主的宝血。
We confess our sins, and we appropriate the precious blood of the Lamb.
我们希望能够重新回到主的面前。
We want to return back into His presence.
可是很多的时候情况是怎么样的？
But a lot of times, what is our condition?
我们认完罪,
after we confess our
sin,
we believe the precious blood of the Lamb. But we still fall into weakness. There seems to be a hole in our conscience and we cannot fill it. It's as if His precious blood is not effective enough. Or we think that His precious blood is effective enough, but perhaps I no longer have that part in His will.
因为是我亲手把自己毁掉的。
Because I wrecked his plan.
是我自己否认主的。
I denied the Lord myself.
不是别人影响我否认主的。
It is not others who affected me to do this.
我在主的手里还有回头的恩典吗？
Would I still have the grace to return?
回来了，主还会用我吗？
If I return, will the Lord still use me?
我想这些的怀疑常常在我们里面。
I believe these kind of doubts often are in us.
我们安慰自己，别人安慰我们。
We comfort ourselves and others comfort us.
我们支取主的话，别人用主的话帮助我们。
We listen to God's word and others use the Lord's words to comfort us.
但你发现那个问题，它过不去的。
But we cannot pass on from this issue.
我们好像始终没有办法从那个软弱当中出得来。
We cannot come out from that weakness.
主的确能恢复我。
Indeed, the Lord can recover me.
但问题是他肯吗？
But the question is, would he be willing?
如果他不肯呢？
If he's not willing?
这实在是我们的问题啊。
Then that's our question.
很多时候是非常真实的。
Sometimes this is very real for us.
这怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
我们就打鱼去了。
So let's go fishing.
我们就回到我们以前所放下的事情当中去了。
Let's return to what we have already laid down in the past.
发现我们没有办法去在那里好好的爱世界。
We cannot go and enjoy and love the world.
但同时我也没有办法在那里好好服侍我的主。
But at the same time, we cannot go and serve my Lord.
你知道你不可能回到世界当中再去爱世界。
We know that we cannot go back to the world and love the world.
但我里面也感觉我好像不配来服侍主。
But we also feel from within, perhaps we're not worthy to come back and serve the Lord.
我想这样的生活是最难过的。
I believe this is the most pitiful state to be in.
我们是不是很多时候就落在这样的情况里面？
Are we often stuck in this condition?
我们一边打着鱼，一边服侍主。
On one side we are fishing, on the other side we're trying to serve the Lord.
其实自己都没力了。
In fact, we'll be so weary.
我还在那里做着服侍的事情。
We're still doing those service.
我还在那里带聚会。
I'm still leading meetings.
这样是没有办法服侍主。
But we cannot serve the Lord this way.
并且我们去打鱼了，一定有人跟着去的。
And in fact, if we go fishing, there'll be others who come along.
我们再怎么讲要全心的服侍主都没用的。
No matter how we say we will fully serve the Lord, it is of no use.
因为我已经打鱼去了。
Because I'm going fishing.
一个落在失望当中的人。
Someone who is in despair.
是不可能把人带到主的面前的。
Cannot bring others before.
他只能说话，却不能把人带到主的面前。
He can only speak, but cannot bring others to the Lord.
彼得去打鱼了。
Peter went to fish.
那一天晚上发生什么
？And then what happened that night?
那一天晚上，彼得什么都没打着。
Peter didn't catch any fish.
我想第二天要 deadline.
There's a deadline the next day.
第二天要交鱼的。
I need to hand over some fish.
我熬了一夜打鱼。
I spent whole night fishing.
什么都没打着。
I didn't catch a single one.
什么都没做出来啊。
I didn't accomplish anything.
我想我们很多时候在我们里面觉得。
Often within we feel this way.
主啊，我已经够失败了。
Lord, I'm already an utter failure.
主啊，我已经够软弱了。
I'm already so weak.
你不要在我的工作上再给我这么多困难了，好不好
？Don't give me so much more difficulty in my day job.
不要在我的生活上再给我这么大的压力了，好不好
？Or so much pressure in my daily living.
我什么都做不出来。
I cannot do anything.
你让我的工作顺利一点。
It caused my work to go more smoothly.
你让我的生活轻松一点。
To give me more ease in my daily living.
我就可以好好来服侍你。
Then I can come and serve you, Lord.
你鼓励一下我这个丧气的人，好不好
？Lord, please encourage this one who is in despair.
我想。这常常是我们的想法。
This is often our thinking.
我们常常在那里祷告，求主救我们。
We often there pray and ask the Lord to save us.
我们也要救自己。
And we want to save ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常其实只能认出主在那里祝福我们的时候。
Brothers and sisters, we can often only recognize that the Lord is there blessing us.
我们只能认出主施行奇事给我们恩典的时候。
We can only recognize the times when the Lord has.Conducted miracles and signs.
我们只能认出主把难处挪去给我一船鱼的时候。
We can recognize the time when the Lord has removed that difficulty and gave me a boatload of fish.
我想彼得也是这样。
I think Peter is like that too.
我们都希望我去打鱼了，那天晚上主祝福我就打一船的鱼。
We all want to whenever we go fish, we want the Lord to bless us so we have a boatload of fish.
我们觉得这是主开恩祝福。
We think that this is the Lord's grace.
主啊怜悯我，给我打到鱼。
The Lord is merciful, so therefore I have a load of fish.
但是主的话告诉我们，那一夜什么都没有打着。
But the Lord's word tells us that that night they did not catch any fish.
什么都没有打着。
He did not catch any fish.
这是他的手。
This is the Lord's hand.
其实我们想一下。
If we think about this,
你要多努力，多注意，多注意，不打着鱼，才能一个鱼都打不着。
How much do you have to strive to not catch any fish?
那又啊，其实主就在暗中，在那里画了很多的线。
In darkness, the Lord has drawn a lot of lines.
很多鱼游到彼得的船旁边。
A lot of fish come near Peter's fish.
主就在那里画一道线，让那些鱼过不来。
And the Lord draws a line, and the fish cannot enter into the net.
那些鱼刚好错过彼得的船。
So the fish will just about miss Peter's net.
彼得那一天晚上什么都没有打着。
Peter didn't catch any fish.
如果你想要七次抽不到签，你就要非常努力的。
If you want to fail to get the
not be selected
seven times, that is a very low probability.
其实你努力一下，祷告一下，不一定能够发生的。
If you pray, perhaps it will not happen.
Yeah. 我们好像只能看到自己能力不够。
We can only see our inadequacy.
我们在那里抱怨自己，抱怨别人。
And we're complaining about ourselves, complaining about others.
我们看不到这其实是主的手。
We cannot see that this is actually the Lord's hand.
我们看不到没打到鱼是主在那里安排的。
We cannot see that when we cannot catch the fish, it is actually because of the Lord's arrangement.
约翰福音第二十一章第四节他就说。
Therefore, in John chapter 21 verse 4, it says,
他说天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
主在整件事的背后。
The Lord is behind the whole thing.
但我们却和门徒一样，不知道是耶稣。
But we're like the disciples, and we did not know it was Jesus.
我想我们千万不要读过这一段以后。
Let us not, after we read this passage,
下次遇到事情了。
Next time when we encounter a man,
我们就说，哎，这是主的手。
Then we immediately say, ah, this is the Lord's hand.
我们没有办法用道理。开自己的眼睛。
We cannot use doctrine to open our own eyes.
主在那里安排整夜打不到鱼。
The Lord arranged that entire night for Peter to not catch any fish.
就是要让我们没有办法。
To cause us to have no way.
就是要把那些能震掉的都震掉。
To shake away all that can be shaken away.
因为那些不能长存。
Because those things cannot remain.
主要自己来遇见我们，让我们遇见他。
The Lord will come and meet us personally so that we will meet him.
因为主知道只有他是不能被震动。
Because the Lord knows that he himself is the only one that cannot be shaken away.
我们的方法、属灵的知识都要被震掉。
Our methods and spiritual knowledge will all be shaken away.
我们有一天才发现只有主是唯一靠得住。
Then one day we'll discover that only the Lord is the one we can rely on.
我们才能够在没有指望当中因着信仍有指望。
So that we can have hope even in a hopeless situation.
因为主永远不改变。
Because the Lord will never change.
因为你遇见过他。
Because you have met him.
否则的话其实我们就是又多了一个道理。
Otherwise we'll just gain another doctrine.
又多了一个新方法。
Gain another new method.
下次遇到鱼我们就连上了，哎，这是主的手。
Next time when we meet fish, we say, oh, this is the Lord's, Lord's hand.
我想这些是真的没有用的。
I think that would be useless.
主没有在那里要解决我们打不到鱼的问题。
The Lord is not there trying to solve our difficulty of getting fish.
这个
not getting fish.
这个绝对不是主的目的。
That is not the Lord's purpose.
主是让我们认识他是谁。
The Lord wants us to know that who he is.
门徒那天都没认出来主。
That day, all the disciples couldn't see who Jesus is.
其实这里的问题不是主在不在。
That day, it is not whether the Lord is there or not.
门徒不知道主在。我应该怎么讲？这里的问题不是主客观的在不在。
The issue is not whether objectively the Lord is there or not.
是在于门徒有没有认出主在。
But rather whether the disciples recognize that the Lord is there.
主在是一回事。
On one, whether the Lord is there is one thing.
我认出主在是另外一回事。
Whether I recognize that the Lord is there, that's a different thing.
主在是客观的。
The Lord is there, that is objective.
是外面的事实。
That is an objective truth.
但是这个事实只要没有被我认出来进到我的里面。
But as long as I do not recognize the objective truth and let it come within.
在我的身上就不发生果效。
Then there will be no effect in me.
在我的里面就没有办法成为主观的经历。
Then that cannot become a subjective experience in me.
我想这两件事情是没有办法分开的。
These two things cannot be separated.
主的确需要在。
Truly, the Lord needs to be there.
我也需要认出他在。
I also need to recognize that the Lord is there.
如果主在，我没有认出他在。
If the Lord is there and I do not recognize that,
今天我们依然落在软弱里。
And we're still in weakness.
我们落在失望里。
We're still in despair.
只有今天我们认出主在。
Only if we recognize the Lord is there.
只有我们知道是主。
Only if we recognize it is the Lord.
我们的信心才能够活过来。
Then our faith can be made alive.
否则我们就是在一个死的道理里面，我要勉强自己相信他。
Otherwise, we'll be in a dead doctrine, trying to force ourselves to know him.
事实不仅要在外面是事实。
The truth doesn't just need to be a reality outwardly.
在我的里面也要成为事实才可以。
It also needs to become a reality in me inwardly.
这一个的改变只有我们遇见他。
This change would only happen if we meet the Lord.
主一说话。
The moment the Lord speaks,
我一看到,
the moment I see Him,
我一认出来,
when I recognize Him,
我里面一知道,
when I know Him from within,
事情就过去了,
then this matter has transpired.
信心自然就真实了,
then the faith will become real.
否则就仍然不够实在的,
otherwise, it will still not be real enough.
外面即使有再多的证据在哪里,
even if there's a lot of outward evidence,
人还是要在那里怀疑的,
man will still have doubts.
你会其实圣经里面告诉我们人是因着信知道这个天地是神造的。
The Bible tells us it is by faith that we know that this world is created by God.
人不是因着归纳总结研究了一下科学知道天地是神造的。
Man did not arrive at that conclusion from scientific induction.
最后的那一下只有我们遇见主才能进去。
The very crux is that we meet the Lord, then we can enter into the truth.
再怎么总结分析都进不去。
No matter how much you analyze, you cannot enter into the truth.
我想我不是说事实不重要。
I'm not saying that facts are not important.
事实很重要。
Truth is very important.
但是事实不能只发生在外面。
But truth cannot just happen outward.
今天事实也要发生在我的里面。
This truth must also happen within.
这个需要我们切实的遇见活的主。
We need to truly meet that living Lord.
所以我们刚读到约翰福音二十一章第七节。
So we read in John chapter 21 verse 7.
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件衣服，跳在海里。
Therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea.
这里约翰认出是主了。
Here, John recognized that it is the Lord.
他就对彼得说是主。
And he told Peter, it is the Lord.
我实在这两个字是我们得拯救的很宝贵的一件事。
I think these four words are very precious. It is the Lord.
是我们所有问题的答案。
It is the answer to all our questionings.
什么时候我们里面认出是主？
Whenever we recognize from within, it is the Lord.
主就要在那里自己负责在我们身上见证主事。
Then the Lord will take up responsibility and to prove that he is.
其实我们刚刚读到的第六节，主耶稣告诉彼得，你把网撒在右边，就必得着。
In fact, the verse we read in verse 6, the Lord Jesus said to him, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some.
然后彼得一撒网，打到了一网的鱼。
And then Peter cast the net and there's so much fish.
其实这里很稀奇啊。
It is quite marvelous.
我不知道约翰在那里到底看到什么。
I don't know what John actually saw.
约翰不是在那里说看哪是一堆的鱼。
John did not say, whoa, look, a lot of fish.
是一网一船的鱼。
A boatload full of fish.
约翰在那里说是主。
John said, it is the Lord.
他不是遇见主所做的神迹。
He did not meet the miracles that the Lord has done.
他是遇见了主自己。
He met the Lord himself.
如果只是遇见了一网的鱼，一船的鱼。
If he only met a boatload of fish.
约翰当下可能很激动。
John might be very stirred up in the moment.
但他里面仍然是软弱的。
But he will still be weak.
仍然是失望的。
He will still be in despair.
他仍然会再去打鱼的。
He will still go back to fish.
问题是不会过去的。
This matter will not be solved.
人是不会改变的。
And man will not be changed.
看到的是鱼还是主，这个差别太大了。
If you can see fish versus seeing the Lord, this is such a big difference.
今天我看到是鱼，我就会有一种生活的活法。
Today, if I see that it is a lot of fish, then I will live one way.
在什么时候当我看到是主，我的里面就要被主翻过来。
But if I see that it is the Lord, then I will live another way and I'll be changed by the Lord.
今天我看到什么，决定我能够走多远。
How far I can walk is dependent on what I see.
我看到什么，决定我怎么活。
How I live is dependent on what I saw.
今天我们身上所发生的事，我们看到什么。
What happened in our lives? What do we see?
我们想看到什么？
What do we want to see?
我们在那里找要看到什么？
What are we looking for in order to see?
很多时候我们里面第一个出来的，我看到的是宗教。
The first thing we might see is religion.
我看到很多的问题。
I see a lot of issues.
这里有问题，那里有问题。
There is an issue here, there is an issue there.
都是宗教。
This is all religion.
这是让 都是宗教。
It's all religion.
我们认出宗教。
We recognize religion.
我们认出问题。
We recognize issues.
或者我们认出是肉体。
Or we recognize there is flesh.
这个人是肉体，那个人是肉体，我也是肉体。
This person is flesh. That person is also I'm as well.
或者我们认出世界。
Or we recognize the world.
某某某穿名牌。
So and so is wearing famous name brand.
Yeah. 某某某开好车。
Someone has a good car.
那个人住大房子。
And have big houses.
那个人家空调调73度。
That person can raise the thermostat very high.
或者我们认出人的软弱。
Or we see people's weaknesses.
或者我们认出这是仇敌。
Or we recognize that this is Satan's work.
如果我们认出的都是这些负面的事情。
If we recognize only these negative things.
如果我们都是在那里找问题，找宗教，找肉体，找世界。
If we're all there looking for religion, flesh, the world,
yeah, 你会发现这些事情没有一件事情可以从我们身上出得去。
Then there's nothing that could help us get out of this situation.
你找到了又能怎么样？
Even if you find it, then,
找到问题是不需要眼睛被打开的。
If you're trying to find the issue, then you do not need your eyes opened.
主的话告诉我们，我们就是习擅长在别人的身上找到刺的。
The Lord's words tell us that we have the ability to find that speck in someone else's eye.
找到刺不叫属灵。
To find that speck is not spiritual.
我们根本不需要主的同在，不需要遇见主，我们就能找到很多的刺。
We don't even need the Lord, we can still find a lot of specks.
但即便那个问题被我们找对了。
But even if we identify the issue.
是宗教，是世界，是肉体。
This is religion, this is the flesh, this is the world.
如果我们不遇见主。
But if we do not meet the Lord.
我们从里面没有办法认出是主。
If we cannot recognize from within that this is the Lord.
这些问题一个都不会从我们身上过去。
Then every single one of these issues cannot be solved.
一个都不会从我们当中过去。
And we cannot solve any single one of them.
你要一生留在这个里面。
You will continue in that state for an entire life.
因为你看到的是什么，你就要留在这个里面。
Because you saw something and you will live that way.
你要找这个主，就让你一生留在这个里面。
If you're seeking this, then the Lord will let you remain in this condition.
我想我们今天要在主的面前有一个积极的寻求。
Today we need to have this striving longing before the Lord.
我们要去找到我们积极的主。
That we need to find this Lord.
我们不需要在那里找负面的东西。
We're not trying to find those negative things.
我们不需要在那里推翻负面的东西。
We're not trying to solve these negative things.
我们不需要去批评那些负面的东西。
We're not here to criticize those negative things.
我们需要我们的主。
We need our Lord.
我们需要在这件事上看到是主。
We need to see in these things that it is the Lord.
否则我们凭什么过去？
Otherwise, how can we go on?
我们凭什么能力能够过去？
Otherwise, what can we trust in order to go on?
你总有一天会去打鱼的。
One day, you will go back fishing.
你总有一天会带着一群人去打鱼的。
And you will even bring a lot of other people to go with you.
就落在失望里面。
Then you will fall into despair.
你就落在软弱里面。
Then you will fall into weakness.
所有的经历就被这些事情占据了。
All your experiences will be surpassed by these matters.
有时候我们花的时间在那里找问题。你花时间找主要多的。
Sometimes we spend so much time looking for issues, we are not spending time looking for the Lord Himself.
主的话永远提醒我们，我们的目的是要找到是主。
The Lord's words continue to remind us, our purpose is to find the Lord.
主在这里。
The Lord is here.
这一切都是主在背后。
Everything is because the Lord's arrangement from behind.
这才是我们的拯救。
That is our salvation.
这才是我们的生命。
That is our life.
这才是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
我们里面才可能有一个积极的力量。
Then we can have that impulse from within.
如果我们看到宗教、世界、肉体，我们一定落在死亡里面。
If we see religion, the world, and the flesh, then we'll fall into death.
我们里面不会有一个回转的力量要来跟从主。
There will not be this power of repenting and turning around to follow the Lord.
我们真的要求主怜悯我们。
We ask the Lord to have mercy.
求主给我们向着他有一个饥渴的心啊。
To give us that thirst and desire for the Lord.
主啊，我不要认出那些消极的东西，不管是宗教、世界，我都不要认出来啊。
Lord, I'm not trying to recognize all these negative things, the world and the religion.
我也不要认出我一晚上没打到鱼。
And I do not want to recognize that I spent all night fishing and didn't catch.
我也甚至不想认出来我打到一船的鱼。
And in fact, I don't even want to recognize that I actually caught a boatload of fish.
主啊，求你怜悯我。
Lord, may you have mercy on me.
让我里面能够亮起来。
That I could be illuminated from within.
让我认出是主。
That I could recognize it is the Lord.
就够了。
That would be enough.
主啊，什么时候我认出是你？
Lord, whenever I recognize that it is the Lord,
我就满足了。
Then I'm satisfied.
这一切的迷雾都要过去了。
All these
fog.
All the fog will pass.
但是我们很多时候遇见一船的鱼，我们就满足了。
But how often when we meet a boatload of fish, we're satisfied.
我们就觉得很好了，主祝福我了，主施恩了。
We think, this is so good, the Lord blessed me.
我们在那里享受一船鱼的恩典。
Then we enjoy the grace of that boatload of fish.
我们感恩节见证主给我一船鱼的恩典。
And on Thanksgiving fellowship meeting, we'll share on how the Lord has given us a boatload of fish.
主不能满足。
But the Lord is not satisfied.
主也不能喜乐。
And the Lord will not have joy.
弟兄姊妹，主到底要什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does the Lord want?
主是不是要让我们认出来我整夜没打到鱼？
Does the Lord want us to recognize that we strived all night and didn't catch any fish?
主是不是让你认出来你七次都没抽到？
Does the Lord want to cause you to recognize that you went for the lottery seven times and you didn't get it?
或者主是不是要让你认出来你打到了一船的鱼？
Or does the Lord want you to recognize that you caught a boatload of fish?
或者主是不是让你认出来你这次抽到了？
Or does the Lord want you to recognize that this time you got the visa?
这都不是主的目的。
This is not the Lord's purpose.
主要让我们认出来是主。
The Lord wants us to recognize it is the Lord. It is Him.
是爱我们的主，他在这里。
It is the Lord who loves us. He is here now.
原来是他。
Oh, it is actually Him.
我一直都不知道。
I didn't know that.
主要让我们认出来。
The Lord wants us to recognize Him.
主说万事互相效力。
The Lord says all things work together.
让爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love Him.
得什么益处啊？
What good?
是不是只得到一船鱼的益处？
Is it the good of gaining a boatload of fish?
主说要让我们遇见他。
The Lord wants us to meet.
让我们得到主自己。
So that we can gain Him Himself.
让我们那一天得到这个益处是主。
So that the thing that we gain is actually the Lord.
如果我们没有遇见他，没有发现是主。
If we did not meet Him and we did not recognize that it's Him,
那是我们何等大的损失。
This is such a disappointing outcome.
很多人以为得益处就是得一点的帮助，一点的扶持，一点的感动。
A lot of people think that to get good, it is to have some a little bit of blessing.
但是主要把他自己给我们。
But the Lord wants to give us Himself.
认出整夜没有打到鱼，不是信耶稣。
To recognize that striving all night and didn't catch any fish is not believing in the Lord.
认出我一夜打到一船的鱼也不是信耶稣。
And even recognizing that I strived all night and caught a boat full of fish is not believing the Lord either.
只有认出是主才是信耶稣。
It's only when we recognize it is the Lord, then we believe the Lord.
遇见主，我们是知道的。
To meet the Lord, we would know.
当时彼得听见约翰说是主。
When Peter heard John says, it is the Lord.
他里面就活过来了。
He was made alive within.
他里面就被翻转过来了。
He was changed within.
不管之前的失望有多么大。
No matter how much he was in despair.
之前落在多么大的绝望里面。
How much thinking he was in despair.
他就跳下水向着主而去。
He jumped into the water and went to the Lord.
今天谁能让你跳下水向着主而去？
Today, who can cause you to jump into the water and go towards the Lord?
只有主站在你的面前。
Only if the Lord is standing right there.
只有主亲自向我们显现。
Only if the Lord manifests himself personally.
让我们看见是他。
That we can see that it is him.
只有一个遇见主的人才能够来服侍他。
Only someone who has seen the Lord can serve him.
只有一个遇见主的人才能够来跟随他。
Only someone who has seen the Lord can follow him.
我们今天就是要来遇见主。
Today we need to meet him.
在各样的事情来上认出这是我的主。
In all kinds of circumstances to recognize that it is the Lord.
求主给我们一个强烈的心智，主，我要认出来是你。
May the Lord give us a strong desire to recognize that it is the Lord.
因为我就是要认出来是我的主。
Because I want to recognize that it is because of my Lord.
让我们真的认出主。
When we recognize him.
真的遇见主。
That we encounter him.
问题就要过去。
Then the matter will be passed.
我们就要从宗教里面被释放。
Then we'll be released from religion.
我们就要从软弱里面被释放。
We'll be released from weakness.
我们就要在肉体里面被释放。
We'll be released from our flesh.
我们就会从里面说谢谢主。
From within we'll say thank the Lord.
我宁愿有耶稣。
I rather have Jesus.
我不要一船的鱼了。
I do not want a boat full of fish.
我宁愿有耶稣。
I'd rather have Jesus.
因为主比一船的鱼都好。
Because the Lord is better than a boat full of fish.
一个遇见过主的人。
Someone who met the Lord.
他就再不愿甘愿回去，我以后只得一船鱼的恩典。
He would no longer be satisfied with the grace of getting a boat full of fish.
弟兄姊妹，今天一船鱼对你宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, a boat full of fish, is that precious to you today?
还是主对你宝贵。
Or is the Lord precious for you?
我不知道彼得在那天怎么想要遇见主。
I don't know how Peter was thinking that day to meet the Lord.
他也不会想得到。
Sorry.
彼得不会想到用什么样的方法来遇见主。
And Peter wouldn't have come up with this method.
他也计算不出来主要怎么来遇见他。
And he couldn't calculate how the Lord will meet him.
但是有一件事彼得心中一直在想念主。
But there's one thing, in Peter's heart, he keeps having a longing for the Lord. Even though he denied the Lord. But he still has a longing in it, for the Lord. He still wants to meet his Lord. He still wants to serve the Lord. Even though the Lord doesn't want me to serve him, I still want to serve him. This is what we need. This is what we need to ask the Lord for today. Only if the Lord have mercy on us. To give us this simple desire to want him.
不要在那里想, 研究, 分析,
do not try to use enough analysis and induction to figure out what the Lord will do. That is the way of the wise. Only if we love the Lord. Only we need to be longing for him. That moment by moment we are looking for our Lord. And always have this desire, I'd rather have Jesus. I want to serve him all the days of my life. Then the Lord will be responsible in meeting you. And the Lord will arrange all things in order to meet you. The Lord will open your eyes so that you will recognize that. No matter how big the failure, how big the
difficulty,
or how big the flesh, or how big the religion, when the Lord let you recognize that it is the Lord, then you will jump into the water and go towards Him. This is our foundation. This is what we need to recover. May the Lord recover us. That before Him we are simple as babes. To come before the Lord. To come before His presence. Then the Lord will be responsible for you to recognize that it is the Lord. And whenever you recognize it, it's the Lord. Then our hearts will be filled with joy. And our hearts will be satisfied. And we'll see that there's hope in this way. Then we can continue to walk forward. May the Lord have mercy on us. Lord, we thank you. Lord, you always want us to get yourself. If we do not gain you, you are not satisfied. Lord, may you have mercy on us. That in all things we can recognize that it is the Lord. And from within we can truly say, I'd rather have Jesus. Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好像我们聚会就停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting here today.